Hello, and welcome to Nate's Look at Life, a perspective on grief, loss, and the last 2 years of this COVID-19 pandemic. This is my fifth and final episode, and it's been an amazing experience being able to discuss and interview and culminate just my research and my lived experience and the lived experience of others. It's been quite just a joy to be able to wrap up and apply my learning and my experiences over the course of this semester of learning and these last several years of coping with grief and realizing that it is okay to not be okay, and in going through therapy and counseling and these different things, providing that lifeline and that help to other people has been something that has been hard for me to come by in terms of finding my voice and finding my place. I've always had a passion for podcasts, really for the last 6-7 years, and being able to work on this and my blog and culminate my senior experience here in college and being able to help others has been a great opportunity for me. I hope that you're able to share whatever episode or whatever portions of or what has stuck out to you, if you're able to share that with others or be able to use that in a way that would be able to help others, because we don't know what people are going through and we don't realize the weight that people can sometimes bear. And just in this final episode, I wanted to go over just a couple of things that were touched on in some of my interviews, but I didn't quite to be able to expand upon them or apply what I've learned and how it correlates back with my research. And one of those things with my interview with Tom was the traditions and practices that surround, a passing and either a burial or a cremation, or what that looks like and how that's changed with COVID and being able to get that official closure. Because many people don't immediately get that. Or it never happens to them. And being able to work with that and being able to recognize where those feelings are coming from and how we are better able to replace those funeral or death practices and being able to make up for that sense of community and togetherness that those opportunities provide. Being able to recognize the social support and connection that those bring and how those adjust either with, technological advancements or expectations placed on other people. How we go about processing and coping with that grief and recognizing others' same steps through that process is something that I've really come away from my experience and my research in coming to those realizations. Additionally, just some of the discussions that I would have after, the recording ended, it was quite interesting to see the impact that one's voice can have. And even just having a discussion, what that is able to bring in terms of common understanding and a place where we respect and, like Tom said, honor their space and their perspective. Being able to see through different people's lenses and see their opportunity is massive, and it needs to be seen more, you know, in our workplaces or in our school communities or in our families. We have all of these different social structures that kind of push us to a new level of understanding for ourselves and just where we are at. So I'm not sure where I want to go with this. I've absolutely loved the conversations that I've been able to have. As difficult as it sometimes has been to bring myself to talk about it, or be able to get over those different humps, or just mental gaps. These conversations are needed, though, and not getting down on. One of the things I've learned from this is not being able to get down on yourself, or not. Not being sad with the progress that hasn't been made. Because there's so much progress that still has been made. Even if it isn't directly able to be seen, we're still getting through this life and we're still learning and growing, even if it is not what we want, or it's often not what we want. How we're able to provide better help, and where that comes from, whether that's from online support groups or, you know, different pets and animals, being able to recognize that help and how we are able to mitigate this mental health crisis, because many people have been impacted by the loss that has been seen, and that will continue to be seen. Like, in going through this human experience, loss is part of that, and what we have to get through that is really all we have. So I'm grateful to be able to have this podcast to put these thoughts out there and to be able to help other people. And I hope you've been able to find that in some way, and would love to hear any feedback on what has helped you or what stuck out to you, and being able to have these conversations with those that you love. Or those that you look up to, because you are able to get a lot more out of people than you think, because we all carry around our own weights and our own losses and our own regrets. However, just talking and being able to have that connection with people is paramount. So I'm thankful that I've been able to have kind of an open mic and be able to talk on this subject as close to home as it has been for me. I hope it's been able to be a help to you. So, you are loved. You are amazing. Your story matters. And I encourage you to reach out or find your own ways to continue to grow and have an impact on those that are closest to you. It means the world, no matter what you do. I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad to be able to have this opportunity to share my experience and help others. Thank you so much. This has been Nate's Look at Life, a perspective on grief, loss, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you so much for listening. You have a wonderful day. Thank you.